This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com.
Free Talk Live. It is Free Talk Live, and we're launching into the third hour of the program. As always, you're invited to join us here. Our toll-free number is 855-453, like freedom. That's 855-450-3733. Here in the studio tonight, it's Ian.
It's Vincent.
And Chris.
As we continue, if you're just tuning in right now, well, we've been discussing one of these hit pieces, which I thought was written recently, but it was actually a year ago. But regardless, it's still just as relevant as ever because the haters still have the same points.
Yeah.
The people attacking Bitcoin and cryptocurrencies, like this Mr. Money Mustache is his purported name. And he says you should not invest in Bitcoin. And I bet he's feeling good about himself because the price went down between when he wrote this article and today. But that's still looking at the short term. The price of Bitcoin right now over today, by the way, it hit $4,100. It's right around, I think, $4,075 at the moment. And that is still a higher price than Bitcoin had through the summer of 2017.
It's funny. It's higher than it was. It's higher than it was before when it started going to insane numbers, right?
Before it started going insane.
Right. When it started going insane, it's still higher than that point. So
that's right. Yeah. So take it back to summer of 2017, and you are at below $4,000.
Yeah.
So we're going to get back into his critiques because he's going to attack Satoshi Nakamoto next, as well as the libertarians.
He has to find them first.
or her. We don't know who that person is or persons. Let's go to Iden, though, first in New York. You're on Free Talk Live watching us on Twitch at twitch.lrn.fm. Go ahead, Iden.
So I was just wondering, I just have a quick question. What do you guys think about the Mueller report and everything that's going on with it right now?
What is going on with it? I heard it came out and nobody got arrested and everybody was all, you know, worried about this thing. And
so what happened was in the report, he says that he couldn't find a crime that was committed, but that doesn't necessarily mean one wasn't.
But they haven't charged anybody with anything.
Well, no, they charged people with process crimes. People like Paul Manafort, General
Flynn,
Roger
Stone. Yeah, but they
didn't
charge anyone after this report.
No, yes, you're correct.
Right.
Yeah.
So,
what I heard is that he's actually, like, hiding the report and, like, until it's passed completely from, like, everyone. Like,
what?
He's not letting anyone see it.
Well, from the last I heard of it, he said he would defer to the current attorney general as to whether or not the entire thing is released. It's like 300 pages.
Huh.
They want to go through and redact it to hide whatever secrets they might have. I think the Democrats really want it out. I mean, I think that...
Oh, it wasn't released publicly.
Not yet. No, I mean, I don't think there's any harm in releasing it publicly.
So they just announced that this report exists.
Correct.
Okay.
Well, it was finally completed.
Yeah, that's all I wanted to know.
Thanks, Iden, for the call, man. Appreciate it. Toll-free number here is 855-450-FREE. I just, you know, it's just so uninteresting to me, this whole drama over this report or whatever. Look, if Trump did something bad, the odds that he's going to ever get arrested for it while he's the president are about next to zero. I understand there's a lot of people who want to see that happen, just like there were a lot of people on the right who wanted to see Clinton get, you know, arrested while he was in office. Didn't happen. And it didn't happen afterwards either.
Isn't it the case that they can't actually have a trial until after his term is finished?
That might be true.
Well, are you talking about impeachment or if he did something criminal?
No, not impeachment. In criminal actions. Unless the... not the Supreme Court, the House and the Senate impeach, I guess.
Yeah, unless he's impeached, we're going to have to wait until after he's done his time as president, which is why a lot of people are, you know, want him to just jump the gun and start arresting the deep state traitors. Because, like, just with all the bad blood between him and the establishment, politicians, that there's no way he's not, him or his business or family aren't going to get screwed around with as soon as he loses the presidential protection.
Toll-free number tonight, 855-450-FREE. Let's continue here. We were sharing, coming up, by the way, Dream Market is being shut down. That is one of the most popular darknet marketplaces. We're going to get into that story. But first, before darknet markets, was the creation of Bitcoin. And Satoshi Nakamoto is the name chosen by whoever created Bitcoin. We still don't know who that person is. We may never find out. I hope we don't ever find out who it is, because whoever it is, if they're still alive, will be targeted by so many people. So I really hope they manage to keep that a secret. But here's the hit piece from TheGuardian.com and Mr. Money Mustache. He says, as the legend goes, in 2008, an anonymous developer published a white paper under the fake name Satoshi Nakamoto. The author was evidently a software and math person. But the paper, not so much this guy, but the paper has also has some built-in ideology. The assumption that giving national governments the ability to monitor flows of money in the financial system and use it as a form of law enforcement is wrong. So he's suggesting that it's a good thing to have the government being able to oversee everything.
Was that actually the case?
Was what the case?
As far as...
That Satoshi was a libertarian?
Not that he was a libertarian, but that
he valued privacy.
That the white paper, did you refer to it as a white paper?
He talked about it as a white paper.
Yeah, so was it actually the case that it was in the white paper?
I believe some of Satoshi's ideology is firmly planted in that white paper.
Okay. Yeah.
This is as somebody who has not actually read the thing.
I'm just wondering.
You don't have to read the white paper to be into Bitcoin.
Right. And it just seems like that might not be quite right to me. But.
Oh, no. I'm pretty certain. Like, people who have read that white paper have said that he's basically an anarchist or
voluntarist. I don't question that, but... that this was in the white paper itself, I guess.
I'm pretty certain that, from what I've heard, at least.
Okay.
Again, it sounds like none of the three of us have actually read
No.
So we're all fans, but none of us have read the white paper. So this guy has, and he says the financial libertarian streak is at the core of Bitcoin, and that's true. You'll hear echoes of the libertarians who started, the libertarian programmers who picked up on this thing in the very early days. He says you'll hear echoes of that sentiment in all the pro-crypto blogs and podcasts. The sensible-sounding ones will say, sure, the G20 nations all have stable financial systems, but Bitcoin is a lifesaver in places like Venezuela, where the government can vaporize your wealth when you sleep. The harder-core pundits say, even the U.S. Federal Reserve is a bunch of A crooks stealing your money via inflation, and that nasty fiat currency they issue is nothing but toilet paper, which is pretty close to the truth.
I'm gonna have to say that's not the case. I've said repeatedly on this show and other shows that Canada had lost its currency dropped by like 40%
compared to the dollar.
Yeah, compared to the dollar over a number of years. So the idea that it's all the G20s are stable or,
right.
It seems a little bit, absurd.
No, they just have the illusion of being stable, right?
Yeah.
Like they don't, the higher level nations don't tend to ravage their money supply like, say, Venezuela, where they'll just print it out like insane levels.
They don't result. They have controls.
Right.
And
they know they can't go beyond a certain point or otherwise people will start to notice.
Right.
They'll start to get upset about it. He goes on. He says government issues. Here you go. So remember, we were talking earlier about how none of us agree that the government money has actual value as far as anything inherent. He has a belief about this. Government-issued currencies have value because they represent human trust and cooperation.
Wow. Isn't that the same thing for Bitcoin?
Well, even more so for Bitcoin.
Right. Like, I mean, this just sounds ridiculous because you actually have people who don't trust the U.S. dollar, right?
Yeah.
And it's not just the U.S. dollar. They don't trust hard. A lot of people in other countries don't trust hard currency. And in many cases, there is a good, valid reason behind it because these people have experienced, collapses in crypto, or not cryptocurrency, in hard currency.
Fiat currencies,
right?
Well, and if Bitcoin is so if U.S., Federal Reserve notes are so trustworthy, why is it illegal to burn them?
What do you mean?
It's illegal to burn money.
Right.
So I'm saying, why would you have to have laws to prevent destroying it if people had confidence in it?
I see what you're saying.
Well, it's the same thing with everything with laws.
Well, right, and they also have the law known as legal tender law, which actually forces you to accept it. So if it was truly valuable, people wouldn't
debt. Have,
for any debt, public or private.
Right, mm-hmm. right.
And when you buy a thing, you've incurred a debt for that moment when you're buying the thing, right? So therefore, if you are a sale, if you have a product for sale, you're supposed to take
unless
legally,
it's explicitly stated prior
as part of the contract.
Sale. Yeah.
You may be right,
but who
that.
Does that when they want to buy a hamburger or something? It's obviously, right. You know, it's just obviously a control thing. It's not legitimate, and people are just going to put up with it because there's idiots like that writing stories.
Right. There's more propaganda. On the way here. He claims, I've never heard this before, that government-issued currencies have value, he says, because they represent human trust and cooperation. And, of course, nothing could be further from the truth about government-issued currencies. Anybody who trusts those things is a fool.
Yeah.
We're coming up here in moments. This is Free Talk Live.
Did you know you can legally exit the U.S. federal income tax system? Well, it's true, and thousands of American nationals are doing it. The 16th Amendment and the Internal Revenue Code are legal, but only in a limited jurisdiction. This is the basis behind the voluntary nature of the income tax. Learn the exit strategy provided by Congress. Find out more by visiting WeissParis.com and watch our numerous videos. That's WeissParis.com.
Business owners, you want more customers? Accept cryptocurrencies. There's people all around you just waiting to spend money at your store. If only you would take it. I know, you've been waiting till someone else makes it easy. Well, good news. HelpMeTakeBitcoin.com adds Bitcoin to your point of sale. Totally free. Use the same equipment you already have, now with Bitcoin. And unlike credit cards, there's no fees. Let the guys at HelpMeTakeBitcoin.com bring new customers to your store. HelpMeTakeBitcoin.com.
There are basically two types of advertising, direct response and branding. Radio's great for direct response with its low cost to listener ratio, but audio can't be beat for branding, which is a longer-term endeavor. You want to be the first thing that someone thinks of when they think about your product or service. If you have a local business that you want kept top of mind in your community, call the station. If you need national reach, Free Talk Live's got around 200 radio stations, millions of monthly listening sessions, can suit all budgets, and if we don't think we're right for you, we'll tell you. Email me, Mark, at freetalklive.com.
Bitcoin.com is delighted to announce their latest partnership with the gift card specialists at eGifter. With many of the world's leading brands on their roster, it is now easier than ever to get the gift cards of your favorite brands with Bitcoin Cash. To get started, just follow these simple steps. Visit giftcards.bitcoin.com, pick the gift card you want, follow the instructions on your screen, and make your payment using your Bitcoin Cash wallet. Sit tight and your gift card will be delivered to you as soon as it's ready. That's giftcards.bitcoin.com.
Bacon lovers, we ship free. Try our amazing bacon. No refrigeration required. Proprietary value-added packaging provides 10-year shelf life and protects the leanest, thickest, center-cut, fully cooked bacon in America today. Ready to eat right from the pouch or warm and serve. Savory and delicious. Wholesale price for your everyday use. Order today at ReadyToEatBacon.com. ReadyToEatBacon.com.
Bags under the eyes, crow's feet, fine lines and wrinkles are things adults complain about as they age. Now, there's Instantly Ageless. It works in minutes and is great for men and women.
I've probably noticed in the past 5 years that my eyes have gained a lot of fine lines, wrinkles, my crow's feet have gotten deeper. Wow, I was hoping for 5 years, but that's like what my eyes looked like 10 years ago.
That is really cool. Wrinkle gone?
It's easy. Just put it on your finger and go.
Now I wish I had more down here because I can still see one wrinkle. It's bugging me.
I am a little bit emotional. Turning 40, I didn't think would be a big deal to me, but that looks like the me that I feel like inside instead of what I see when I look in the mirror.
Try Instantly Ageless today at GCNLife.com. That's GCNLife.com. 30-day money-back guarantee and preferred price discount at GCNLife.com. That's GCNLife.com.
Many people believe they don't control their own destiny. Let them continue just getting by while you make the choice to do something about your future. Imagine working from home, earning the income you deserve. Just visit startlivingyoung.com and click on the Be Your Own Boss tab. Discover Juness, a state-of-the-art global health company with over $1 billion a year in sales. They'll provide all the tools you need to succeed. Visit startlivingyoung.com today and click on the Be Your Own Boss tab. Your destiny awaits at startlivingyoung.com.
This is Free Talk Live. Call in toll free. 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
Talk Live. You can dial toll free and bring up what you want here. On the way, the dream market shut down or shutting down. the world's arguably most popular darknet marketplace. Chris has that story. That's on the way. Ian, Vincent, and Chris in the studio here. And coming up in less than 3 months from now, it is going to be June 13th through the 18th, ForkFest 2019. You're going, Chris.
Absolutely.
I heard Vincent might be going for the first time this year, because, Chris, you've been the last year or two.
Yeah, the last couple of years the event's been going.
This is only the third year, so you're still getting in on, you know, the early days here, and that means it is going to be relatively small compared to what it could be someday. It's a decentralized festival.
It's growing.
It is. It certainly grew from year one to year two.
Oh, yeah.
And all we can really know on how much it's grown is by just our own personal observations, because there's no ticket sales.
Yeah, that's true. But I would say it's at least four times larger than it was the first year.
Yeah, but then again, last year, Noon had a wedding.
But that's not including Jay Noon's.
Really?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, there had to have been at least 100 people there.
And that would have been about four. Yeah, that's about
four times. And then that doesn't include the 200 or so people that he had.
This year, it may be bigger still. There are already people on the Telegram chat room that are talking about where they're going to be staying. They're reserving their campsites, their RV sites. It is decentralized. Meaning there's nobody who's an organizer. There's no central committee that you can go to complain to or whatever. Like, if there's something that you don't like, well, take it up with the campground. But they're not running ForkFest. They just have a campground. ForkFest is not run by anybody.
Yeah.
It is an organization, a decentralized group of folks who've come together to enjoy themselves and enjoy their company in the White Mountains of New Hampshire, in the woods at Rogers Campground. It's a great place to go. Check it out at ForkFest.party. It's June 13th through the 18th. ForkFest.party. You'll learn more about it over there as we continue here with this critic. This Mr. Money Mustache is what he calls himself. He is not a fan of Bitcoin, and he seems to be, even worse, a government money lover. He actually goes so far as to make the claim that government-issued currencies, this is his quote, have value because they represent human trust and cooperation. Government-issued money has value because it's being forced upon people at the threat of violence if they don't accept it within a given jurisdiction. Now, why it has the value it has, it's hard to really extrapolate how that happens from a thing that has no actual backing, that has no real value backing it, besides the threat of the state, essentially.
I mean, the same thing could be said for, like, popsicle sticks or pennies in a kindergarten class, right? Versus cooperation, versus value. If you get a certain amount, you get a toy or a prize or something, versus demand by being good. And it has the quote, violence of the kindergarten teacher backing it up.
Well, certainly cooperation is involved here, because if people weren't taking this one currency, then it wouldn't be worth as much, right? Like, if it was hard to spend it, it probably wouldn't be worth that much. The other argument, he says, for Bitcoin's, quote, value, is that there will ever only be 21 million of them, and they will eventually replace all other world currencies, or at least become the new gold. So the fundamental value is either the world's GDP, or at least the total value of all gold divided by 21 million. People who think that there's even a tiny chance Bitcoin could become a world currency say it's severely undervalued. And as you pointed out, Chris, earlier tonight, it already is a world currency.
Yeah, it's certainly more widely adopted than any other fiat currency around the world.
Not only that, it's highly adopted in countries in which the fiat currency is being destroyed more rapidly. So if you look at Venezuela, for instance, there's a tremendous amount of Bitcoin adoption in Venezuela compared to other countries per capita. It's still not overwhelming overall. It's still probably a relatively small percentage in Venezuela.
But same in Zimbabwe also, right, where they have like a $1 trillion bill.
Or, they don't have that anymore in Zimbabwe, but that happened in the past. That was actually before Bitcoin, the $10 trillion, I think that was the aughts when that happened, if I recall correctly. There are other places in the world. Cyprus was one that had kind of a difficult time with their local currency situation.
Oh, yeah, yeah. At one point, the government just went in and stole the money out of the banks.
They did the haircut. Yeah, they call it haircut.
I thought it was the Greece did that.
Well, Cyprus is
right next door, right?
Yeah, it's an island near Greece. It's in the Mediterranean. Right, yeah. And that's, I think, like, even if there's a recession, that's where, you know, Bitcoin will have its most useful purpose. It is, as Ian said, hiding your money from the government so it can't just go into the banks and steal.
So wait a minute. Okay, back up a second here. So, isn't Cyprus the one, I know it's a big island, but it's divided and Turkey has control over half of it or something?
Yeah, you're right. I do.
Okay, yeah.
So now the stupid gets pretty excessive here. He says, quote, "You could make the same argument about my fingernail clippings. They may have no intrinsic value, but they're in limited supply, so let's use them as the new world currency."
Okay, but that's not the only thing that makes it valuable. It's not just that it has limited. It's that there's other people who also value that thing,
That it's cryptographically secure, and it can't be counterfeited.
There's all kinds of things.
Yeah, he's totally, like, focusing on this one thing here.
Yeah.
He says, let's get this straight. In order for Bitcoin to be a real currency, it needs several things, and then he only lists three of them. One, easy and frictionless trading between people. This was written in 2018. I mean, has this guy ever tried a Bitcoin transaction? It's pretty frictionless these days.
Yeah.
You open up a Bitcoin wallet. There's like dozens of wallet software out there that you can download. You acquire the cryptocurrency, which in many cities just means walking up to a machine and putting cash into it.
Yep.
And then to send your crypto to somebody.
Or just accepting it, you know.
Yeah, or you're accepting it as payment.
I accept it as payment, for example.
Right.
I spend it.
And, I mean, as far as accepting it goes, we've already told you, if you go to, anypay.global, they've got this new site, helpmetakebitcoin.com. Literally, it's a handful of steps, and you're accepting it not just personally, but at your business. So, check mark on that one. Next point, he says, to be widely accepted as legal tender for all debts, public and private. Oh, he says you have to.
Oh, so you have to have government permission, in other words.
Right. This guy believes.
So nothing else can be a currency if it doesn't have government blessing.
It can't be a real currency.
Right.
Until it's a legal tender. Well, wait a minute. What about the state of Ohio's business? I think it was the Secretary of State
taking
Bitcoin payments for taxes.
It's funny. It's not even the only state or country that takes it for different types of taxes. So
that's right.
I mean, the idea that it doesn't have government blessing, it does in a lot of countries.
But that's not legal tender for all debts, public and private. Until the
neither is the euro. I mean, does that make it not a real currency?
He says until a government in a geographic area forces people to take Bitcoin, it's not a real currency. Ridiculous.
The U.S. dollar it's not mandated by law that you have to take the U.S. dollar either.
That's
it's
what legal
only
tender is
if
supposed
it's
to be.
Debt that you have to take it.
I mean, it depends on the interpretation, I think, on that one. But regardless, that's not going to happen, but that doesn't mean it's not a currency. It is a it helps people exchange value, right?
Yep.
So money's a medium of exchange.
That's exactly what it is.
And Bitcoin is that. And it is global. Finally, his third point is, he says, again, this is what he says it needs to have to be a real currency, a stable value that does not fluctuate. Every currency in the world fluctuates.
Yeah.
The toll-free number here is 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. He claims Bitcoin has none of those things. No, the only one of those three it doesn't have is legal tender status, and that means nothing as far as whether
there's
or not
it's delusional privacy. People on all sides, unfortunately.
And this guy's published in The Guardian. There's more coming up here in moments. You can share your thoughts, plus the shutdown, the impending end of the dream marketplace. We'll tell you what it means coming up here. It's Free Talk Live.
Most of you know that heart disease is the number one silent killer in the U.S. What if I told you for just $54.95 a month you could fight against heart disease naturally? At Heart and Body Extract, we've been helping thousands of people get back to a healthier heart. Don't just take my word for it. Check out all of the success stories at hbextract.com. Or to order, call 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. hbextract.com. Don't risk it when you can take charge of it.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and slingbows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug-out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
USA Radio News with Rick Vincent.
President Donald Trump says the pathetic U.S. immigration laws have to change. And in a brief session with reporters at his Florida resort, the president also says he's leaning toward closing the border with Mexico.
It's very easy for them to stop people from coming up, and they don't choose to do it. Well, we're not going to give them hundreds of billions of dollars and tell them that they're not going to use their strong immigration laws to help the United States. So there's a very good likelihood that I'll be closing the border next week, and that'll be just fine with me.
Trump says the border could be closed for a long time. He says the U.S. has run out of detention space. The Justice Department has declined to comment on the legality of closing the border. Also, Homeland Security Secretary Kirstjen Nielsen has requested Congress for legislation that would allow her department to deport Central American unaccompanied minors quickly and detain families longer. She's facing pushback from House Homeland Security Committee Chairman Benny Thompson, a Democrat. You're listening to USA Radio News.
Hey, travelers, do you want to save money on your next flight? Then pick up the phone and call. That's right, call, because the best prices are not online. They're with SmartFares. See, SmartFares has special deals with the airlines. When they have unsold seats, they use SmartFares to fill them. So you get airline tickets at ridiculously low prices. Our prices are too low to publish online. With the extra money you'll save, you can book another trip or treat yourself to dinner or shopping. So stop searching all of those travel sites to find the lowest price on your next flight. Let one of our SmartFares expert travel agents find ridiculously low prices for you. Call SmartFares today and get the best price on your next flight. Guaranteed. Also, save up to 50% off business and first class tickets.
800-871-3291. 800-871-3291. Again, that's 800-871-3291.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with Reputation Defender. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with Reputation Defender. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771. For your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with Reputation Defender. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call in toll-free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
All right, it's Free Talk Live. You dial in toll-free. You can bring up what you want here. Our number is 855-450-FREE, like freedom. It's 855-450-3733. We've also got the Discord on-air call-in line room, so head over to discord.lrn.fm, and you will be able to interact with other Free Talk Live listeners there, basically around the clock, discord.lrn.fm. I just want to wrap this story up here with this ridiculous nonsense in The Guardian by a guy calling himself Mr. Money Mustache, who he's basically a total money statist. And we're going to get into some final points. So he's on the attack against Bitcoin, and he's talking about why it's not a real currency, and his reasons for it are just full of it. If you need, you know, we can't recap it because we've spent the whole show.
Well, I mean, I think that's the point. It's not a fiat currency, right? Like, of course, it's not a real quote unquote currency. We don't want a real currency. It's better than a real currency.
It allows people
in a lot of ways
around the whole planet to transact with one another without having to shift in and out of the other fiat monies. You can if you want.
It's expensive.
You can sell your Bitcoin, but no, it's not expensive to get out of Bitcoin. It's like, what, 1%?
No, dollars, yeah, one fiat currency to another. Have you, like...
Oh, changing from those, yeah.
Sure. Try to do a wire transfer.
So let me go on here. So this is from TheGuardian.com. He says, the second point is crucial. Oh, no, I'm sorry, I missed this one. Bitcoin has none of these things. He went through a list, which is full of it, as we explained in the last segment. Even safely storing it is difficult. No, it's not. He then gives as an example Bitcoin exchanges such as Mt. Gox in Japan, Bitfinex, and various other wallets and exchanges have been hacked. Okay, exchanges have been hacked. That's true. So, banks have been robbed.
Billions of dollars were stolen last year by North Korea from numerous banks around the world.
Right. Oh, but that's okay because the FDIC will insure your account.
No. These are not U.S. banks. That's within the United States, okay? These are banks in other countries. So not they didn't even necessarily steal U.S. dollars, I don't believe.
Well, and if the FDIC decides they don't want to insure your account, what are you going to do?
Yeah.
It says they're protecting you up to $250,000. But what if they don't really feel like it? What's going to happen then?
Yeah, and that's against accounts, not banks. If the money is stolen from the bank, that's different.
That's a good point.
Yeah.
The second point he says is crucial. Bitcoin is only valuable if it truly becomes a critical world currency. In other words, if you truly need it to buy stuff, and thus you need to buy coins from some other person in order to conduct important bits of world commerce that you can't do any other way. He says right now, speculators are the only people driving up the price. And
I think that's ridiculous. I mean, that's to suggest that I don't exist. I certainly don't speculate on cryptocurrencies. Mm-hmm. I use cryptocurrencies. I am not an investor in cryptocurrencies.
You do, in real life.
Like, on a daily basis, both at brick-and-mortar retail stores and online. So
it's true that you don't need it to buy stuff, but that doesn't mean it's not truly valuable.
You do need it if Darknet you want to purchase. Yeah, there are certain, that's not what I was thinking of, but that is a great example of you kind of do need it. Now,
that's
the question
a market
is,
that exists because of Bitcoin, right?
Right, but you know, the problem with saying you need it is it's not really true to say that you need it. The U.S. dollar to purchase, say, drugs, right? Like, there's other ways to purchase drugs,
sure.
Like euros or other, you know, other mediums of exchange.
DJs, for instance.
Yeah.
He says a speculative cult currency like Bitcoin is only valuable when you cash it out into a real currency like the U.S. dollar and use it to buy something useful like a nice house or a business. Well, wait a minute, buddy. I mean, how did you get to be Mr. Money Mustache, Mr., you know, financial advisor, and not even know that people buy things with Bitcoin without having to cash out of it? That's the whole point. This guy seems to really believe that the only reason Bitcoin's worth something is because people are crazy. They've caught the Bitcoin craze, and they're just, you know, bidding it up. And there's no doubt that that has happened to some extent at certain times when it's shot up. But it's on a, you know, it's backed by real buying ability and the usefulness of really buying things with it. Whether we're talking about you and I going out to, you know, the Hot Hogs food truck here in town and spending Bitcoin on real food.
Yep.
Or we're talking about buying a service, like having somebody come over and repair a thing at your house.
I bought this drink that I'm holding up that you probably can't see on radio with cryptocurrency. And
boom.
I bought a little...
Corner News?
Corner News, yeah. That was just like 3 hours ago, just before I came to the show.
Right. And the lady from Corner News spent some of her cryptocurrency on hotel room when she went on a vacation a couple of years ago. And she was elated to be able to do that.
Yeah.
So this guy doesn't know what's going on. He says when the supply of foolish speculators dries up, the value evaporates, often very quickly. A currency should not also be artificially sparse. It needs to expand with the supply of goods and services in the world. Otherwise, we end up with deflation and hoarding. It helps to have the Federal Reserve System and other central banks guiding the system. He's arguing for complete manipulation of money supplies. He's a Keynesian, right?
Yeah. I mean, so it's interesting because there is inflation built into Bitcoin.
There is, but it's predictable.
It's predictable, right.
And hoarding is a problem, okay? That's true. Hoarding with cryptocurrency is a problem. There needs to be more people, in my opinion, who spend cryptocurrency rather than just hold on to it.
You know, I definitely think I think investors, I don't know if it's a problem so much, but it's certainly, if it is useful or if it will become useful to more people, you certainly need people to accept it, and it's harder to get more people to accept it.
Unless people will spend it.
Right, if people aren't spending it.
So, it's a problem because when we go to our crypto meetups here in Keene, not everyone who's into crypto spends it.
Right.
If you look at the crypto meetup makeups, and we don't have large meetups here. We've got, you know, maybe 4 to 8 people typically at a meetup. Maybe half of them are spending the crypto. Everybody else is using cash or cards, and that's too bad. It's a shame.
Yeah, but there are people. There are definitely people spending cryptocurrencies.
Of course there are.
My business takes cryptocurrency, and we get cryptocurrency all the time payments.
So, no doubt. I'm not saying it doesn't happen. I'm just saying we can see from real life where people who are purported fans of crypto do not spend it. Because
I agree.
They want to hold on to it.
I think more people need to use it and use it as a currency and not just as an investment tool.
So I think that's it's not his biggest point, but I think that's his best point here, is the hoarding is an issue.
I don't know. Like I said, I don't know if it's an issue.
If you want it to grow faster, it's an issue.
If
we had twice the volume of transactions in Keene, which we could if everyone here who actually has crypto spent it, that would be a good thing, right?
I think we need more people spending it, but I don't necessarily know it matters if there's a lot of people hoarding it, too.
Well, the more people are spending it, the better. That doesn't mean you can't hoard it as well. So what I want to point out is if you buy crypto to replace what you're spending, then you are by that setup, you are also hoarding and spending at the same time.
I mean, could somebody hoard U.S. dollars? I mean,
sure they could. The classic example is somebody stuffing dollars under their mattress.
Right? Yeah.
Which is not necessarily the best thing to do, because if the house catches on fire, then there goes.
But it also loses value because of inflation, which for Bitcoin, that wouldn't be the case.
It may not be the case.
It's not as inclined to get ruined by inflation as the U.S. dollar has been.
It may be more useful for basically savings. That's what we would call savings, probably, except you can't save the U.S. dollar.
I got to give you this last bit here. The world's governments aren't going to let everyone start trading money anonymously and evading taxes using Bitcoin. If cryptocurrency does take off, it'll be in a government-backed form, like a new Fed coin. Full anonymity and government evasion will not be one of its features.
Do you know the people who won't be using that? The people trying to evade government.
Right. He's right about one of those things he said in there.
Yeah. Well, look, I don't know how many people are like this guy, but they must exist, right? Like the people who truly believe in the state, the total status or whatever.
Boomers.
They're going to get left behind. If you can't see the
die off, see that happening.
Jamie Dimon types.
Yeah. And I'm sure there's some millennials who are also as deep into this. Like, if you can't see the value of financial transactions outside of government and bank control, then you aren't meant for Bitcoin. So stay far away. We got more coming up here in moments. We're getting into the darknet marketplace coming up next, because Bitcoin was the first amazing invention. Then the darknet marketplaces were created because Bitcoin was created. It's Bitcoin's most wonderful creation after Bitcoin. More coming up.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of MyPillow, and like all of you out there, I had problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I would flip-flop all night long, I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented MyPillow, I wanted it to where you can move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. MyPillow will get you into that deep sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed, it's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry my pillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose.
And here's Mike's best offer ever. My Pillow is now offering 50% off their 4-pack special plus free shipping. Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-951-5617 and use promo code FTL. That's 50% off plus free shipping. Don't delay. Order now.
She seems happier. Her fur is so much shinier, silkier, softer. She has really mellowed a lot.
Sheba is 105 lean pounds of shiny, smooth, happy dog for life.
The shedding has stopped. The itching has stopped.
Since 2001, we've helped more than 250,000 dogs get over their nutritional deficiency miseries.
And saved our customers bazillions in vet bills.
Everything we tried failed except the Dynavite.
Come to Dynavite for help.
DINOVITE.com.
If you want the dog to be healthy, you got to feed it something healthy.
The omega-3 fatty acids.
Flaxseed, zinc, alfalfa.
The digestive enzymes that are cooked out of regular dog food.
Dynavite is nutrition.
Dynavite for life.
Don't let your dog itch, scratch, stink, or shed like crazy.
Come to Dynavite for help.
859-428-1000.
859-428-1000.
DINOVITE.com.
This is George Norrie from Coast to Coast AM and History Channel's Ancient Aliens. We support the amazing energy, nutrition, and skincare products from Jeunesse. Jeunesse products are designed by leading doctors in their field with natural ingredients and even stem cell technology. These products help your body perform and look better. Shop Jeunesse at GCNLife.com or call 1-844-443-6637. GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how did it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Now more Free Talk Live. Call in toll-free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
Free Talk Live. You can join us here. The toll-free number is 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. We've also got the Discord on-air call-in line rooms, where we'll be able to take your calls on into the next hour, because we've got an after show that's coming up on our Twitch server over at twitch.lrn.fm. You can watch that after 10 p.m. Eastern time. We will kick that off. It'll be, I think Rich Paul is going to join you and I, Vincent, for that. And don't forget, you can join Chris over on his show. It took a week off because you were doing some traveling recently.
Yeah.
But Freedom Decrypted is coming back tomorrow.
Yep.
Here's where you say when.
Saturday from 5 on, 5 p.m. onward Eastern. Yeah.
Eastern time over at freedomdecrypted.com. Is that right?
Yes.
Okay. So you go there, you can watch Chris and maybe another new co-host with you tomorrow. I don't want to say who it is at this point because we don't know for sure yet. But
yeah, tune in and you'll find out. The show is live, but if you don't catch it at 5, yep, there will be downloads available as well.
Video and audio.
Yes, video and audio.
FreedomDecrypted.com. Check him out. Of course, Vincent hosts his own show, Questioning Authority, Thursday and Saturday nights on LRN.fm. Vincent, what website should you be plugging?
Oh, ShireFreeMedia.com, definitely.
ShireFreeMedia.com for more of Vincent as we continue here. So we talked a lot about Bitcoin. We, I think, overcame almost all the objections here tonight. But the first great creation that spawned from Bitcoin, in my opinion, was the Silk Road. And that on its own would be a three-hour-long show if we just talked about the Silk Road and all the stories behind that. Unfortunately, Ross Ulbricht, its founder, is in prison for two life sentences plus 40 years. But, of course, taking down the Silk Road and Ross didn't stop the dark net.
Of course not.
It didn't stop the black marketplace. And for those that don't know, Silk Road was the world's first decentralized black market, or free market, if you will, because there were things that were legal that were sold there. But for the most part, it was known for illegal drug sales. And after they took down the Silk Road, well, Silk Road 2.0 came out, which turns out was actually run by a Fed in the very beginning. But nonetheless, that's another story. But there were other sort of Me Too sites, and one of them was Dream Market.
Yeah, Dream Market has actually been around a while, since 2013. Yeah, you're good.
Which was the same year that Silk Road got taken down.
Right. Yeah, so, I I think it did? I think it expanded cryptocurrency usage beyond the tech sphere.
Absolutely.
Because there certainly were a lot of businesses beginning to come on board in 2011, which was about the same time that BitPay started, was founded. So I don't think it was just that.
Silk Road wasn't the only thing being developed.
It certainly was one of the major applications that expanded its usage beyond the tech sphere.
And expanded its coverage as well, because mainstream media started to pick up on the story of the Silk Road.
Yeah.
And that, you know, mainstream media wasn't talking about BitPay at that time.
You know, that's a good question.
People buying drugs on the internet is a way bigger story than, here's how you can accept this new techno currency.
There's probably some truth to that.
Let's get into Dream Market. What's going on?
Yeah, so here's, I got a story from, let's see, where is this from? Of course, because I am on a phone, it doesn't actually...
It's a minor curiosity. It's important to kind of know for the source
and
purposes. I'm going to guess deep.web. That's one of the more popular.
It probably.
Dark.
No, it's ZD. ZDNet.
Okay.
So, you know, it's funny when we actually name the sources of these stories, it's often like it's published in multiple places. So it's like, where's the real originating source?
Hard to say.
Yeah.
In this case, the originating source would be Dream Market based on the news. But let's get into the news. What's going on?
So the story is top dark web marketplace will shut down next month. So apparently, Dream Markets and Mims have announced that the site is going to shut down on April 30, 2019.
Wow.
It's a month. It's a whole month from now. And it's interesting, the shutdown, because this is not usually when the FBI, goes after, or the governments go after these sites. We find out after they've been shut down.
That's correct.
And so it's interesting that people are speculating that this is because the FBI took it over.
That's stupid. That's not interesting. It's ignorant of how, reality works. And let me explain why.
Yeah.
Kudos to Dream Market for doing this. This sets Dream Market in an elite class of darknet marketplaces. I've paid somewhat close attention to them over the years, just watching as they come and they go and watching the stories on why they go and when they go. Because they always go. And most of the time, a darknet market goes because either it gets raided and shut down, or there's what they call an exit scam. And an exit scam is where somebody will launch a darknet marketplace, and it'll be legit. It'll seem legit. Like, you can buy and sell things on there, no problem. People will do that for some amount of months, 6, 12 months, however long they run this thing for. And what happens with these darknet sites is most of them have wallets on the site that the user has to load with Bitcoin or other cryptocurrency. And then that balance is held on the site for the person to spend. Well, what happens is the exit scam is where the site operator's like, all right, we got $2 million worth of Bitcoin in our wallets. Shut it down. And then they walk away with all the money that was in those wallets. These guys are saying, hey, we're shutting down in a month. You now have a month to get your money out of our site.
Here's what I'm curious about. And you may be more familiar with this, but didn't Dream Market get set up differently so that they're not actually holding the cryptocurrency? Or am I mistaken about that?
There are some sites like that now, but I don't believe Dream Market is one.
Okay.
I've been on and looked at Dream Market because it's legal to go on a darknet market site. You can go on them.
But you're not a lawyer,
some
right?
Of the things, I'm not
and
an
you're
attorney.
Not giving legal advice.
Yeah, thank you. Good point. It may not be legal in your jurisdiction, but in the United States, it's still a free speech exercise to go and look at a site like that, as I understand it. But as I recall, they had wallet balances on that site. So the fact that Dream Market's administrators are giving people a notice instead of just shutting the thing down and running away with everybody's Bitcoin puts them in an elite category. There's only one other site that I can recall that ever did it, and you know what they were called? Agora Marketplace.
Oh, okay.
Remember? Do you ever remember hearing about that?
Yeah, yeah, I do. They're not around though, right?
Yeah. Well, somebody relaunched an agri marketplace. Uh-huh. I think sometime within the last year or two. And I kind of went to take a peek at it, and I wasn't sure. You know, you can never know if it's the same people, right? Like,
yeah,
the
yeah,
same
yeah.
graphics, but that doesn't mean anything. You have no idea who's running the site, and I don't think it's stuck around, so I don't
know.
Yeah,
the only way you would know is if they had a, you know, public a signature, and they signed it with the
right.
same.
Yeah, I don't know if they did. I don't think they did.
Private key, I guess.
But that's huge. And Agro Marketplace did the same thing, where they gave their users a notice. They said, we're shutting down. The reasons why we're shutting down, we can't get into, but things are getting a little hot.
You know basically. What also makes this interesting is if assuming it's not an FBI, some sort of FBI sting operation or whatever, something happened, right?
Mm-hmm.
It'll be the first marketplace that shut down, and presumably the operators didn't get arrested. And
No, it's not the first. Agro Marketplace is the first.
Okay, let me rephrase this. That wasn't a major.
It was absolutely major.
Oh, was it? Okay.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, okay.
Agro Marketplace was the go-to marketplace, in my opinion, after the Silk Road.
Okay. So I was thinking that this was like the first big site to shut down, and the people didn't get arrested.
This is the second one.
Okay.
Basically.
That's really cool. Just to know that there's actually, you know, because there's always people saying, oh, the government will get it, the government will shut it down, and it's like, well, hold on, is that always the case? Because there are certainly better setups than others.
It's either exit scam or government shutdown.
Yeah, it's
90% of the time.
It's interesting. There are certainly sites out there that it's actually quite surprising on the dark web that have not been shut down and have been operating as long as, you know, since 2013.
Sure.
And
yeah, that's a long run.
And there are sites that are like, there's no way that a site could be operating that long if Tor and everything else was so insecure.
You could say about Dream Market, though, that they are one of the longest running, maybe the longest running. I don't, because again, 2013, I don't know if anything else still running today was started in 2013.
Yeah.
I don't think that there was. So you could maybe give it the trophy for being the longest running and that they exited in an honorable fashion. So that's pretty
6 big.
6 years.
That's a pretty long stretch.
That's a long run. And kudos to them for doing this because, like I said, most operators are just going to cut and run.
Yep.
Or they're going to get arrested.
Yep.
And so either way.
Let's get into the story a little bit. Dream Market, today's top dark marketplace, announced plans to shut down April 30th next month. The announcement came on the same day that Europol, FBI, and DEA officials announced tens of arrests and massive crackdown on dark web drug trafficking.
Nah, that'll stop it.
Yeah, but this isn't saying that they got caught, though.
No.
The timing of the four announcements immediately sent, it's easier to go after the dealers.
This is a good time to shut down.
Yeah, perfect
Look,
timing.
If the heat's coming on you in the drug dealing world, you take it easy. You get out. You get out
while you're ahead.
Right. And in this case, it sounds like they did. And that's awesome. And thanks for bringing that story in tonight, because I'd heard it through the rumor mill, but it's really nice to see it. I wanted to make sure we gave them kudos for what they did, because they didn't have to. It's the darknet. Nobody knows who runs the market, so they didn't have to do that. So that's the honorable way to do it, following in Agro Market's footsteps. We'll see you tomorrow night online in the meantime, freetalklive.com. If you're on Twitch, stick with us at twitch.lrn.fm for the after show coming up.
Pain in my neck, back, and shoulders has really gotten worse.
Relief for body pain is here with Sunny Bay Heating Pads.
Well, the last thing I want is to take another pill, so what's so good about Sunny Bay Heating Pads?
Sunny Bay Heating Pads, made by Biomed DB Design, right here in the USA, come in all sizes. Our extra-large microwavable heating pad for back pain is designed to be large enough to cover your entire back. It's also perfect to wrap around your legs, knees, or shoulder and neck.
But I need to know they're good quality.
Of course, Sunny Bay Heating Pads and pillows are often an Amazon on choice, and it's easy and most affordable when you purchase your Sunny Bay heating pads right from our website, sunshinepillows.com, or call us 253-678-1361.
Hey, a Sunny Bay heating pad
would make a great gift, right?
Yes, and they start at just $19.99, and free shipping is available. So call 253-678-1361 or shop for your Sunny Bay heating pad at sunshinepillows.com.
Hey everyone, Proactive MD has an incredible offer for our radio listeners only. Stay tuned for our exclusive offer that includes a free charcoal pore cleansing brush and free shipping. Proactive MD with prescription strength adapalene can heal and prevent future breakouts. Today, for just $19.95, we're offering listeners the 3-piece Proactive MD system with free shipping, plus a free gift, the new charcoal pore cleansing brush. Get this exclusive offer by calling now, 1-800-583-8662, or go to proactive.com.
proactivemd.com and enter promo code radio. You heard right. Proactive MD plus free shipping and a free gift. The new charcoal pore cleansing brush. You'll get all this for just $19.95 and their 60-day money-back guarantee. You're guaranteed to get clear and stay clear, or you get your money back. Call now. 1-800-583-8662. That's 1-800-583-8662. Or go to proactive.com and enter promo code radio. Again, go to proactive.com and enter promo code radio.